Good morning. It's good to see everyone here again this morning for our Sunday morning Bible class. Appreciate your presence here. Our brother Don Wright is sick this morning, and so we'll be filling in for him today. So let's keep him in our prayers. He wasn't feeling good, I guess, Wednesday. I believe that may be why the Thursday class was canceled as well. So but let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer first, and then we'll begin our study. Our dear righteous Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer this morning, thanking you for this day, for the good rest that you provided for us this past night. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, that we have this opportunity to come together to study your word. We pray, Lord, that you might be with the Bible teachers this morning in our classes, that they would have prepared and ready mind, and that the students would be eager to learn, and that we might all be edified. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bless those who are sick. We pray that you might be with our brother Don Wright at this time and heal him. We pray for all those who are struggling with the illnesses that they deal with. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you might heal them. We pray that for those who may be traveling, that they might be safe and bring them back to us. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would forgive us of our sins as we repent of those things and confess them to you, that you would be merciful to us. Go with us through this hour and through this day, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So indicated on the overhead, you can see that we'll be studying from Matthew chapter 12. If you've been here for our Wednesday evening Bible classes, this was something that was brought up a couple of times within the last couple of weeks, and Brother Don actually expounded on it a bit more this past Wednesday, and I thought it could use a bit more because this is a difficult passage, and also it has been perverted quite a bit, even among brethren, to justify a lot of different things and a lot of different practices. And so it's very important that we understand these verses and that we make a correct application of them for ourselves. In Matthew chapter 12, and let's just take the time here to read again the first 8 verses or so of Matthew chapter 12. It says, "At that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were anhungered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did when he was anhungered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God, and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests? Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day." So in this context, this is Jesus and his disciples. They're walking on the Sabbath day through or alongside a field of wheat. In the King James, it uses the term corn. Of course, we understand that corn was not discovered until sometime in this country, what we refer to as corn or maize. But this corn, the King James refers to as wheat, and other translations use that word wheat. But here, and in Luke's account, you see that it goes on further to say that his disciples rubbed the wheat in his hands, in their hands. Now, as we know, the Pharisees quite often took God's commandments and either replaced them with their traditions, or they were extremely strict with them. And the Sabbath was one of those cases. Today, in what is referred to as the Mishnah, which is a book of traditions which the Jews hold above the Word of God, even the traditions of the elders, there are 39 different ways that you can break the Sabbath day. And here they were accusing Jesus' disciples of doing that which was not lawful to do on the Sabbath day, by plucking the ears of corn and eating them, which in fact was not wrong for them to do. That was not wrong for the disciples to pluck the ears of the corn. In fact, it was commanded, and we'll look at some of these passages, maybe. Probably helps if I turn it on. That's strange. Well, I guess we'll go without the benefit of that at the moment, and hopefully we'll figure that out in between. But the scriptures are clear regarding the places where this was allowed. And unfortunately, in my notes, I don't think I had that table that I had up there. But I believe it's Deuteronomy chapter 23. We can see it up here, so I'm going to have to come up here for a moment. Well, first of all, let's look at Exodus chapter 20 and verse 10. So this was, of course, the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 10. And there, you know, it says, "But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates." So no work to be done on the Sabbath day. But did that mean nothing at all? There were certain things that were commanded to be done on the Sabbath day. In fact, in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 3, let's look at that passage. Leviticus chapter 23, you'll remember Leviticus chapter 23 lists all of the feasts that were to take place on different times of the year. But in Leviticus 23 and verse 3, it says, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein, but it is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. So, but it was a holy convocation. That is, that worship was to be done on the Sabbath day. In Ezekiel chapter 46 and verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 46 and verse 3. Here it says that, likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before the Lord in the Sabbaths and in the new moons. And if you look at Luke's account in Luke chapter 4, reading through, I'm not going to turn over there, but in verses 16 through 30, Jesus, it was his practice. It was his custom to worship on the Sabbath day, even in his day. So this was something that was to be done on the Sabbath. So it wasn't that you stayed in your house. So they went to the synagogues or where they gathered to worship. Now back in Exodus, again, an apologist for jumping back and forth, but in Exodus chapter 34 and verse 21, some specifics are mentioned as being unlawful. Here in 34 verse 21 of Exodus, it says, 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. So there was to be no plowing or harvesting done. Now what the disciples here were doing was not harvesting. They were not taking a sickle to the ground and harvesting. They were not to kindle a fire. Over in Exodus chapter 35 and verse 2 and 3, it says, 6 days shalt thou be shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitation upon the Sabbath day. Now, if the disciples had kindled a fire to cook the wheat, yes, that would have been a violation of the law. But that was not what they did. So they were eating it raw. And over in Numbers chapter 15, we see an example of a man who was gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And we see what happened to him in Numbers chapter 15, beginning in verse 32. Numbers 15 and verse 32, it says, while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation, and they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as the Lord commanded Moses. So this man was gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. It was unlawful for him to do. The law said that he was to be put to death. What day did they stone him? On the Sabbath day. They kept God's commandments on the Sabbath day. Was that work? In a sense, yes. By the Pharisees' traditions, it would have been wrong for them to put this man to death, because that would have been work by the Pharisees' law, by their traditions, but not by God's commandments. God commanded them to stone him on the Sabbath day. So you see that keeping God's commandments was not forbidden on the Sabbath day. Worshiping God on the Sabbath was not forbidden. Doing work for profit was forbidden. Again, let's look at Exodus chapter 16 and verse 23. Another specific thing that was forbidden on the Sabbath day by the law of God, not by the tradition of men. Exodus 16 and verse 23. He says, and he said unto them, this is that which the Lord hath said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye shall which ye will bake today, and see that ye will seethe, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. They were not to bake or to boil. You remember, even when they were in the wilderness, when they gathered manna, right? There was no manna provided on the Sabbath day. They were to gather a double portion the day before and keep that. Every other day, if they would gather more and keep it, it would be filled with worms the next day. But miraculously, on the Sabbath day, it was provided to them. They were able on the day before to gather twice as much, so they wouldn't have to gather on the Sabbath day, so that they would be able to keep God's commandments. God provided what was needed. So good works are not forbidden. Jesus, later in this chapter, verses 9 through 14, he heals the man in the temple. Now, Luke records that as a different Sabbath day, but regardless, it was a Sabbath day. The man's hand was withered. He stretched it forth, and it was made whole like as the other. And when the Pharisees saw that, they went and held counsel against Christ, how they could destroy him. Their hearts were in the wrong place, even though this man was healed on the Sabbath day. And they were upset about that, because all they cared about was finding fault with Jesus. They were jealous of him. In fact, Jesus told them, he said, which of you who had one lamb, if it fell into a pit on the Sabbath day, would not take hold on it and lift it out? Of course they would. Every one of them would have. But is it lawful? He said, Jesus said to them, how much more then is a man better than a sheep? He said, therefore it is not lawful, or it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. It is lawful. The Sabbath was made for man. Man was not made for the Sabbath. Jesus will make these arguments, but you see the hypocrisy that's going on here. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 25. In fact, what the disciples did, they were given specific authority to do from the scriptures. In Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 25, in another place, he said, you know, don't harvest the corners of the crops or the edges and leave them for the poor. Well, here in Deuteronomy 23 and verse 25, he says, when thou comest into the standing corn of thy neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with thine hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle unto thy neighbor's standing corn. So that's exactly what the disciples did. They were walking alongside the corn, and also, I'm quite certain that they were not in violation of a Sabbath day's journey in doing so, which was about a half mile. Otherwise, Jesus would have sinned. Jesus would have been in violation of a direct command, and if he had sinned, the plan of salvation would mean nothing. So we know from the scriptures that he had no sin. So that wasn't the problem. And they were doing what was lawful. What was specifically given authority to do was to pluck the corn from your neighbor's field. And that's exactly what the disciples did. But they did it on the Sabbath, and they didn't violate the commandments of God. They violated the traditions of men. Well, we know that the Pharisees were continually reprimanded by Jesus. In Matthew chapter 15, he condemned them because they were, again, complaining about the disciples not washing their hands in a specific way, a tradition that the Pharisees had. And Jesus told them that in vain they do worship him, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. They ignored the commandments of man and replaced them with the traditions of men. And so this is the problem. Now, where people misinterpret Matthew chapter 12 is the fact that Jesus uses